For decades, kids have been finding fun and friends through soapbox derby programs. For a group of young people with special needs here in Rochester, though, the experience is simply super. Denise Young has the story from WXXI's Inclusion Desk.
And go! It's race day, and young competitors in the Greater Rochester Soapbox Derby are anxious to get in their cars and let gravity speed them down the hill on Lakeshore Boulevard.
I'm feeling very excited.
That's Tammy Berg. She and her husband John decided to get their son Johnny involved in the Derby Super Kids program in 2014.
And he became the champion and won one of the first trophies, the big trophies.
In the traditional Derby, kids build and drive their own cars. In the Super Kids program, young people with special needs are paired with other kids who drive the two-person cars. In both programs, winners in the timed races can qualify for the national competition in Akron, Ohio. But Mike Turco, who directs the local Super Kids program, says the experience goes beyond what happens on the track.
It's not a great experience for our kids, but it's a great experience for the other kids to know children that have special needs and realize there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, they're just kids.
Turco found out about the program from a coworker.
I knew I had a son with special needs, and he just loved it. I mean, Nick is a great guy, but he hates things on his head. And this is how much I knew he really wanted to do it, because in order to race, you have to wear a bike helmet on your head. So I told him, I said, Nick, if you want to do this, you got to put the helmet on your head and get in the car, and he did. And that was all she wrote.
John Berg says the Super Kids program means a lot to his son.
Every year he looks forward to going to race with the other kids and being out there in the public with typical kids. And with his friends, too, because there are other kids with special needs that do participate.
So, Johnny? Mm-hmm. How do you like the racing?
Awesome.
Tell us about going down the hill, what it's like.
Yeah, and down.
Johnny's grandmother, Elaine LeBate, looks forward to watching him compete.
It means a lot to me to see him participate with all the other kids. And he does a great job, and he loves it. And we like cheering him on. So it fills my heart, you know. I just love him.
The races truly are a family affair, Tammy Berg said.
Yeah. We all go to the race. Usually in June, and we cheer them on. And for practice, my daughter actually drove my son, and it was a lot of fun. Right?
It's like a rush, but it's like at first you're like, oh, this isn't too bad, but then it starts going fast, and you're like, this is really fun.
Johnny and Brianne teamed up again on race day during Johnny's second trip down the hill, and they rode to victory. With that win and another one earlier in the day, Johnny qualified to once again compete in the national competition. The race in Akron is scheduled for July 21st. John Berg said his family is trying to raise awareness of the program so even more super kids can enjoy the thrill of racing and the joy of camaraderie.
And it's just a way to get them all together and have fun and just be out in the public. And it also brings up, it helps bring awareness to other people that there are kids out there with special needs who just want to be accepted and part of the group and part of a team. But he looks forward to it every year. We do too, because it just brings everybody together.
Denise Young, WXXI News.
This story was produced by WXXI's Inclusion Desk, focusing on disabilities and inclusion. You can find more of these stories online at WXXINews.org and click on Inclusion Desk.